I'm Harry Reeder, Senior Pastor at Briarwood Presbyterian. This is Monday, time for another slice of fresh bread. Here we are in the glorious privilege of being in the Word of God, and we're in a section in which the Apostle Paul is developing our concept of leadership development and at the same time discipleship. And he has spoken of how he, as a primary leader, had invested in Timothy and the others on his team, and then they were to disciple faithful men, and the faithful men were to disciple others also. And then he begins to give to his disciples the insight on how they are to live and how they are to be willing to suffer, and what does it mean to be faithful. He's using then three metaphors of discipleship. One is a soldier. And the soldier is enlisted, but the soldier doesn't worry about what he's going to eat or drink or anything. The soldier just worries about how to be a good soldier. And then the athlete is crowned only when he competes according to the rules. So you've got to run the right race, and you got to run it in the right way to receive the crown. Now, of course, Christ has run the race perfectly for us, but now we're in the race, and we want to finish the race well for Christ. And now he says this in verse 6. It is the hard-working farmer who ought to have the first share of the crops. Think over what I say, for the Lord will give you understanding in everything. It is the hard-working farmer who ought to receive the first share of the crops. What he is saying is this, is that here is a hard-working farmer, and the crops come in, and the first fruits are his, and what will he do with them? Well, if the hardworking farmer receives the first share of the crops, one of the ways that you could look at that is that as you're serving Jesus Christ and the Lord blesses your life and all of the blessings begin to come through you in the way that you're serving Christ, then when those blessings come, you ought to receive them. They're the first share. But what are we who serve the Lord instructed to do with the first fruits of the crop? We're supposed to bring it to the Lord in worship. So we ought to receive the first share in order that we may bring the first share to the Lord in worship. Part of God's blessing to us is that he is blessing what we are doing, and as he blesses us with it, then what we have is something to bless his holy name with. But there's another way to look at this also that I think is consistent with Scripture and I actually would commend to you, and that's this. Is that the hard-working farmer receives the first share of the crops. Who is the hard-working farmer? Well, I would suggest to you, it is the one who planted the harvest, and it is the one who is the Lord of the harvest. Jesus tells us he is the one who has secured the harvest. He has purchased his people on the cross and paid for their sins, and he has sent his Spirit into this world to bring them to himself. And then the Lord of the harvest, therefore, is the Spirit of God, and we are instructed to pray that the Lord of the harvest would send forth workers into the harvest. But who is the one who owns it? Who is the farmer? It is not us who work in the harvest. The owner is God himself. God the Father, who sent his Son, who secured the harvest, and then who sends the Spirit, who is the Lord of the harvest, who brings forth the harvest by providing workers for the harvest, and therefore the hard-working farmer, the one who is through his work achieved our redemption, is Christ. So what are you doing when you do evangelism and discipleship and leadership development? You are bringing to God the Father, through God the Son, and by God the Spirit, that first fruits of the harvest, which is the result of the resurrection of Christ, all of the people of God who are going to be saved. We are workers in the harvest, but we're not the farmer. It is God who owns the harvest. His Son has secured the harvest. The Spirit of God has brought forth the harvest as the Lord of the harvest, and therefore everything now belongs to him. So when you and I do evangelism and discipleship, what are we doing? We're harvesting. And the hard work of the Redeemer is being secured for the new heavens and the new earth. Well, that's another slice of fresh bread, and I'll see you tomorrow.
For additional resources from Harry Reeder, download the Briarwood PCA app from your app store.